tears coursed openly down Basil's cheeks as he hugged the still form.
You go out, lad. What did they do to you?
Winifred knelt with her friends. Silently, she began brushing the loam and soil from the sodden habit and once spotless white apron of the beloved little friar. Then, without warning, she broke down and began weeping like a baby.
He never did harm to a living creature. Why this? Why?
Basil stood slowly, his legs shaking as he held Hugo in his paws.
Permission to carry my old friend back to his abbey.
Matthias remained kneeling on the ground, his face saturated by the ceaseless rain.
Permission granted, Basil. Winifred, will you tell them I'll be a little late back to Great Hall?
The warrior's voice trembled as he spoke. As Matthias watched his friends depart, he picked up the dock leaf that had fallen from Friar Hugo's lifeless tail and pressed it to his lips in silent remembrance of his friend. Inside the Great Hall of the Abbey, a large brazier had been set up and lit. Steam rose from the fur of all the creatures as they rubbed themselves off on rough towels. Sister May from the infirmary moved among them, giving out doses of herbal medicine. Many sat on the stone floor, clutching their heads tightly to relieve splitting headaches. Matthias strode in, followed by Basil Staghare. He clattered his sword blade against a sandstone column to gain attention.
Abbot! Constance! Winifred! Jess Squirrel! Warbeak Sparrow! Formal! And you, Basil, follow me down to Cavern Hole. The rest of you stay inside. Keep dry and warm, and look after those who are not well.
A semblance of order was restored in Great Hall. Hot soup was being made in the kitchen. Warm blankets were distributed by Brother Rufus and Sister Agnes. Sister May and Mrs. Churchmouse tended John Churchmouse in the infirmary, while Cornflower took charge of Baby Rollo. Down the steps in Cavern Hall, Matthias sat at the big table with the others. He looked around.
Well, did any creature see what went on last night? Can anyone shed any light on this terrible thing? I want straight answers, no guesses, please.
There was silence. Then the abbot said,
We will have to wait until John Churchmouse is recovered sufficiently to talk. The only other two witnesses to what went on are no longer with us.
There was a stunned silence as the enormity of events sat like a heavy stone upon the little group. Jess Squirrel stood up slowly.
I'll go to the infirmary and see how Mr. Churchmouse is faring.
That's the ticket, Jess. Action! That's what we need. Now, where do we start?
The abbot folded his paws into his wide sleeves.
At the beginning, Basil. I think we all know who did this shocking thing.
Boy, O-Kiwi doozer,
Formal growled.
'Twas they rascally dirtbags, foxes and the like. They magicked us to sleep.
Magicked my auntie's tail,
Winifred the otter snorted.
That was a powerful sleeping draught. We should have known not to trust a fox. Should never have let him in.
Matthias banged the tabletop hard.
Enough! No accusations or blame-laying, please. Now, you say that we were drugged by a sleeping draught. Well, that makes sense. I remember the fox asking us to drink a toast. He could have slipped herbs or powders into the drinks any time at all while we were watching the entertainment.
Ambrose Spikert walked in. His stickles rose stiffly.
Aye, that's what he did, the scummy toad. Then he started twirling that cloak thing of his round and round. I couldn't keep me old eyes open.
There were murmurs of agreement.
Me too. It's the last thing I remember.
Aye, we were mesmerised, I tell you.
Luna Stellaris, my back paw. Colossal chigmore like it. What?
Formal's grand logic took over.
But what were he after?
That's the question.
Matthias sighed heavily.
We don't keep treasure or precious things that could be looted. There's only the sword and our great tapestry. I have the sword, and I know our tapestry still hangs in Great Hall. I've seen it with my own eyes this very morning. So what was he after?